plays the role of extracting unlimited rasa from Sri Krishna and also distributing it outwardly, outside, in all directions. Therefore, as stated in the Padma Purana, this place where Srimati Radhika has her own kunda, her own transcendental bathing place, this place is non-different than Srimati Radhika herself. Yata Radha Priyam Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopisha Saivaika Vishnur Akhyamta Valutabham. She, Radha Kunda, is non-different than Srimati Radhika, who is the Atyanta Vallabha, the most dearly beloved of Sri Krishna. So to understand that Radha Kunda, we have to refer to Sri Rupa Deshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami, he is describing the gradual comparative analysis of all places within the entire creation and of all devotees within the entire creation. And there he describes karmit yat parito hari priyatayas yatim yayur jnaninas devya jnana vigupta bhakti parama premaika nishtha astha devya tha prashutava prakkaja nishas tha pyotisa radhika krishna tattva diyam tatiya sarasi tam nas priyam amikrisi. So in the material world, there are so many living beings who are in the level of karma, karmitya. They are performing only ordinary pious and impious activities. But more dear to Sri Krishna than those are the jnanis, because the jnanis, they have not sacrificed a little bit to understand the connection with the Absolute Reality. Above the jnanis, there are the bhaktas, who now have accepted the path of eternal devotion, and they have given up the land of exploitation and renunciation both. Now they have entered into the land of dedication. Amongst those personalities, topmost amongst them are the Vrajagopis, because they are completely dependent upon Krishna. They are completely maintained at every moment by their vision of Krishna. And topmost amongst them is Srimati Radhika, because she is the very embodiment of Krishna Prem. So Srimati Radhika, her kunda, is as worshipable as she herself is. And in that, and in the worship of that transcendental kunda, all the Vaishnavas are taking shelter. Who, Srila Rupa Goswami asks the question, who is there that is intelligent, that is actually able to discriminate properly, who will not take shelter there? So in this Rupa Nuga Guru Vairga, our Gaudiya Guru Acharyas, they are giving us the highest focus for our bhakti development. And they are bringing us to this very highest place of all accomplishment which only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested within this world. As Srila Gurudev was describing to us today, all the other places in Braja, they were manifested by the Goswamis, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent, who Garga Goswami also, and his personal associates like Lokanath Goswami. They came and did bhajan here in Braja, and they revealed the eternal pastime places of Sri Krishna. But for Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is the combination of Radha and Krishna themselves, only he could reveal this Radha Kunda within this world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing all the jivas to the highest destination, where Radha and Krishna, they are playing in their eternal pastimes, especially in Matyan Lila, where they are, as described before, without any impediments. The rasa is flowing in all directions, overflowing. So therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami, at the end of Upadeshamrita, he says, Krishna syochai pranaya vasati prena sikyo piradha kundam chasya munibhir abhitas tatra yeva vyadai yat preshtaya akhyavam asulavam kim punar bhakti vajam tatra yeva sakri bhakti sarasnahi Stanir Avishkaroti. Oh, of all the delightful objects of Sri Krishna's transcendental enjoyment, Srimati Radhika reigns supreme. Pranaya Vasati, she is the object of his transcendental affection. And similarly, Gokunda is like this. Therefore, even the greatest of all sages, like Narada, like Uddhava, they are begging that they can take birth nearby to that place and worship that place. Just like the Pandavas even, they're doing austerities on the banks of Radhakunda in the form of trees. So this place is beyond our mental inspection, and therefore the only way that we can enter this region is through the process of anugatya, only by following in the footsteps of the Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas, who have entered within their heart of hearts. They are fully absorbed 24-hour daily in the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna in their eightfold daily pastimes, Ashtakali and Lila. They are actually taking bath there in their eternal Siddha Swarupa. They are bathing in Radha Kunda and they are assisting there as we are hearing every day in our Nirvastakam prayers, Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Sityai Yayani Nijuk Tira Pekshaniya Tatradi Gaksha Bhakti Bhagava Vasya Bhante Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Because Sri Guru, he is the most dearmost Pauliyadasi, maidservant of Srimati Radhika, and is assisting Srimati Radhika in giving absolute pleasure to Sri Krishna. And the highest place where they are performing these wonderful sevas for the enjoyment of Sri Krishna is Sri Radhakunda. Therefore, that place is to be worshipped by us, not simply trying to intrude by our inspection of our mind and senses, but we must serve that place. And serving that place means to serve the Rupa Nuga Vaishnavas. Without serving them, there is no possibility of entering. Otherwise, they become kunchuris. They become kunda thieves, thinking that they will enter Radha Kunda and they will suddenly grab this as their own property. So, under the guidance of our Sri Gurudev and Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, we are very fortunate on this Rajamandala Parikrama to come to this highest of all places, Sri Radha Kunda, and to begin to hear about the glories of this transcendental place. And as told by Sri Vasananda Prabhu, Srila Gurudev, he is revealing the glories of Srimati Radhika's transcendental loving pastimes with Sri Krishna to the entire world. He is bringing this to manifesting in the hearts of all the Vaishnavas throughout the world. So if we follow in his footsteps and take shelter of his lotus feet, then one day we will find ourselves serving the lotus feet of Radha Krishna on the banks of Radha Kunda.
Shri Ramakrishna Maharaj, Abhay Charan Komali, Dandavat Manam Kala. 예전 계속 아하섭 대우고 아버지한 가봐야죠. 사람들이 어둡고 그래요. 그 마크리 그건 수정한 대우이자 어둠은 마크리 고이가 고이신 어둠은 마크리 고이가 고루 고이신 어가야 하고 제가 절단한테 먼저 입수가 소리한 고이신 이제 어둠 아껴요 গৌরী উন্নতি করতে পারেন যিনি এমন এমন রূপাকর্ণ যার আশ্রয় নিলে সমস্ত কিছু সর্বভাষা পূর্তি হয় সে গুরুপাত্ম চরণ বারবার প্রণতি শিকার করবে যশ প্রসাদ মঙ্গল প্রসাদ যশ প্রসাদ আনন্দিত হবি হ্যাঁ সমন্ত শাস্ত্রী সঙ্গ বন্দে গুরু শ্রী চরণ আরবি আজ অত্যন্ত আনন্দ অসমক্ষণ जिस मुहूर्त में हमारा आज एक काफी उच्चेश्वरी श्रीमती राधा रानी उच्चा प्रपालन सम्मुख गुरु वैष्णव गणेर श्री आनंद श्री प्रधान परिक्रमा हमारा आज राधा कुंडेर तटे उपस्थित हुआ एवं परम करुणा और परम करुणा में श्री गुरुदेव राधा कुंडेर महिमा जानी राधा महिमा वर्णन कर
श्रीमती राधा रानी
भाव हाजिर भाव
সত্তাকে ভাবে প্রত্যেকে বিলাস রয়েছে সেই সমস্ত এমন না করতে পারি এই যথাযথ বর্ণন সহজে নয় তাই বলছেন সুশ্রাচী বলছেন যে শ্রীমতী রানীরা প্রেমের সার্বভাব ভাবে সার্বভাব মহাস্বরূপিণী শ্রীমতী রাধারানী এই মহাভাবের দ্বারাই তিনি স্বামী কৃষ্ণকে বসিত করেছেন এই মহাভাবের কতগুলো স্তর রয়েছে রূঢ় অধীর্ণ মোহন মাধব নারায়ণ মহাস্বরূপিণী শ্রীমতী রাধারানী এই শ্রীমতী রাধারানী তিনি হচ্ছেন কৃষ্ণের পরম বাহিনী শক্তি তাই
সৌন্দর্য বিকাশ আনন্দ উৎসব এই তুমি আমাদের কৃষ্ণনাথ কবিরাজ এই গ্রন্থের মধ্যে সুন্দরভাবে বর্ণন করছেন। তাই নারায়ণী সৌন্দর্য আনন্দ বর্ণন করছেন করতে 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 তিনি বলছেন যে
Brothers Day. So please see me as your brother and forgive me. I'm
creation of Srimati Radhika and her Abhinna Swarup, Sri Radha. So, we shall begin at the beginning. Sri Swarup Dadada Goswami, the incarnation of the Nitya Sakya herself in his palace, he has given. And Sri Radha Goswami partners, quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radha Tulsi, Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Asmad. Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha, the embodiment of eternity, consciousness, and bliss. And the Ladini Shakti, the bliss aspect of Sri Krishna, is manifest outwardly as Srimati Radhika. Ladini Sarvam, Prema Sarvam, Bhava Paramahasta Nama Mahabhav Mahabhava Swarup Sri Radha Thakurani Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. The essence of the Ladini Shakti, Krishna's pleasure potency, is called Prem. And the essence of Prem is called Bhav. And the essence of Bhav is called Mahabhav. And the embodiment of that Mahabhav is called Radha Thakurani. Just as one may make a doll out of sugar, like a sweet in the shape of a woman. So this sugar doll is sugar on the inside, outside, top, bottom, everywhere. Only sugar, sugar, and sugar. So in the same way, Srimati Radhika is only Mahabhav from head to toe. Inside, outside, everywhere. She is the embodiment of the topmost love of Sri Krishna. Radha Krishna Aiti Sada Pekari Swarup Lila Rasa Asha Dipe Dhari Dui Rup. Radha Krishna, actually, they are one, but they have assumed two forms, only for the sake of experiencing Prema Rasa. So, Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti Man, Duni Vastu Bhednai Shastera Kaman. Radhika is Purna Shakti, the complete potency of Sri Krishna. Without Radhika, Krishna cannot do anything. And Sri Krishna is Purna Shakti Man. Only he desires, and all of those desires, they are fulfilled by Srimati Radhika. There is no difference between the two of them. So, it is explained in the Shastra, Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta Radhika Paradevata. Radhika is called Devi. What does it mean? Devi Kali Yodamana Paramasundari Kipa Krishna Puja Pida Bosati Nagari. Devi means who is Yodamana, supremely effulgent, and Paramasundari, the most beautiful. And especially, it means that she is the playground of Krishna, the place where Sri Krishna plays, and the place of Sri Krishna's puja. She is also worshipful for Sri Krishna. Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta. Radhika is also called Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi Yaha Krishna. Andare Vitare Yaha Yaha Netra Vaitaha Krishna Sway. Radhika is called Krishna Mayi because inside and outside she sees only Krishna. Wherever her eyes fall, there she sees Krishna. And by the power of her brain, she overpowers the heart of Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna also sees Srimati Radhika everywhere. So, I want to take the remembrance of Vaishnavas today. Pujapada Rasananda Prabhu gave a very beautiful description of the glories of Sri Radhakund. Of all the places in Vrajananda, this Radhakund is topmost. The sweetness of Radhakund is so incomparable that the collective sweetnesses of all the places in Vrajananda together cannot be equal to the sweetness of one speck of dust on the bank of Radhakund. And why is that? Because Sri Radha Kund is Radha Abhinasrup. It is not different from Radhika herself. As Radhika is the Sarvaguna Kani, the deep mind of all transcendental qualities. So Radha Kund is also the deep mind of all transcendental qualities. What a beautiful place. This kund surrounded by so many bathing ghats and steps and trees in pairs of kadamba, bako, mango and champa, with swings on all sides for the pastimes of Radha Krishna, and beautiful platforms made of jewels and crystals. And when the sun shines, they are shimmering. And it is very difficult to understand which is land and which is water. Even the birds flying overhead, they fly down to land in the water and go slipping across the jewels because they thought it was water. Very beautiful place. And then the sweet pastimes of Radha Krishna take place. When Sri Krishna arrives at Radha Kund, we have heard that he sees Radhika everywhere. But practically, how is it so? When Sri Krishna feels the breezes of Radha Kund, then those breezes, they are to him, exactly like the sighing of Srimati Radhika. When Sri Krishna takes the fragrance of Radha Kund, all flowers, it is like the fragrance of Srimati Radhika. When Sri Krishna sees the Chakravaka birds playing in the water of Radha Kund, it is like the body of Srimati Radhika. When they splash the water and the white foam comes, it appears to Krishna like the pearl necklace around the neck of Srimati Radhika. When the lotus flowers come out from the water, it is as if the lotus hands of Radharani in Kriya Kinchit Bhav are stopping Krishna from touching her. So when Sri Krishna sees Radha Kund, he becomes overwhelmed. The swans on Radha Kund sing a beautiful song, and to Krishna, it is the ankle bells of Radhika. When the cuckoos are singing, it is the voice of Radhika. And Krishna becomes completely bewildered. Seeing Sri Krishna in this bewildered state, Vrindadevi quickly went to the lotus feet of Radhika. Radhika asked, Kasmat Vrindadevi Priyasakhi Hare Padamulat Kutaso. Oh Brinda, where are you coming from? She said, from the lotus feet of Hari. Kutaso, where is he? Kundaranye, oh, he is in the forest on the bank of your Kund. Radhika asked, Kiniha Kurute, what is he doing there? Vrindadevi replied, Nritya Shiksham, he is taking dancing lessons. Really? Radhika became curious. Guru Kaha, who is his dancing teacher? Vrindadevi said, Tom Tam Murtis Patitarvatas Digvidikshus Puranti Chayushiva Brahmati Karito Natayanti Sapaschat. Oh Radhika, his dancing teacher is your beauty, your image revealing itself in every leaf, in every tree, and every pipa of Radha Kund. Just like a puppeteer moves the strings and makes a puppet dance. So similarly, your image is like a puppeteer making Krishna dance on the banks of Radha Kund. So when Vrindasakhi told this to Radhika, she said, I don't believe you. I think he's dancing behind the image of Padmasakhi. I know that Krishna. Radhika looked and saw one deer, male deer, Suranga. He said, look at this Suranga. Suranga has a consort. Her name is Rangini. But what is this deer doing? Going after other deer? Why? Because of bad association. It's Krishna's deer. Look at this peacock. Tandavik. Tandavik has a consort. But this peacock is going after other pigeons. Why? Bad association. The association of Sri Krishna. So because of praying, Sri Krishna is seeing Radhika everywhere and dancing behind her, completely devoted to her. And because of Radhika's praying, she's seeing everywhere, is reminding her of Krishna. But because of her Bhavya Bhav, it is reminding her that Krishna may be going to meet with someone else. These beautiful pastimes take place at Sri Radha Kund. Kuchipa Rasanada Pu described how Radha Kund is superior to Surya Kund. Why? Because at Surya Kund, some Vidyatiya, some who are against the meeting of Radha Krishna, like Jutila and Kutila, they may go there. or some sakis from some other group. But that Radha Kund is protected by Yoga Maya. But what does it mean that Radha Kund is protected by Yoga Maya? Pura Nasi Devi. She's Yoga Maya for all rasas. Santa Nasa Sakti Vatsari Anadodhya. But Brinda Devi, she's Yoga Maya exclusively in Yoga Rasa. So at Radha Kund, there are two paths. One goes from Radha Kund in the direction of Gauri Tirtha, and the other one goes from Radha Kund in the direction of the meadows where Sri Krishna takes the cows for grazing. So Brinda Sakhi herself, being Yoga Maya and protecting Radha Kund, she sends one gopi to the path that leads to Gauri Tirtha and tells her, if any Sakya Tantravi will wander this way, you should tell some lies and cheat her and make her go away. And to another gopi, she said, go and stand on the other path that goes to Gosta. And if any coward boy will wander this way, also you can cheat them and send them the other way. In this way, practically, Brinda Devi, Yoga Maya, is protecting the Radha Kund from the entrance of anyone except for Radhika and her sakis. Here at Radha Kund, this speciality is that Radhika is Swadhin Bhataka. Swadhin Bhataka. But practically, what does it mean? So, Radhika has many moods of heroines. Abhisarika, Vasaksaja, Kalantrita, Kantrita, Prasita Bhataka, etc. But the highest and best mood, Swadhin Bhataka. It means the heroine who, by her love, brings her beloved completely under her control. Wherever she will go, he will follow like a shadow. And she will give orders to him. So Radhika will order Krishna, oh Krishna, you should do my decorations. Do my decorations. Put the cosmetic on my eyes. Paint pictures with kasturi on my body. It seems that Radhika is very like controller. But actually, this is her very high level of training. In her meeting with Krishna, she attains Krishna Mayata. She feels I am one with Krishna. But now, if anyone else can decorate me, these decorations will not be Krishna. Therefore, Krishna himself, his heart should melt and become the gato on my eyes. Krishna himself, being Sham Sundar, should melt and become the Sham color, Kasturi, and become the paintings on my body. So these are some of the very elevated, beautiful moods of Mahabhav present in Radha Kund. I don't have no qualification to hear, remember, or speak any of these things. But under the guidance and shelter of the Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev and Word of Gurudev, I have done so. So if I have made any mistake, please forgive me. And if I said anything that was correct, it was by the Lotus Feet of Gurudev.
Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutira.
Oh, dear. Thank you.
शांतित महाराज
संकेते अर्धा तत्व संबंधी कुछ बोलो।
Yeah. और
मूर्ति। और कह रहे हैं इधर से
वेदांत ने दिखाया प्रकृति कुलवाम अप्रिय भानुराज नंदी समस्त प्रकृति कुल के नाम अप्रिय भानुराज नंदी राधा जी जितने भी प्रकृति तत्व है जितने भी शक्तियां है उन सब में सर्वश्रेष्ठ राधा जी है। क्या वे किस रूप में तो हमारे आचार्य पादों ने ये बताया दिया कि महाभारत स्वरूप राधिका स्वरूप कृष्ण तो सचिदानंद स्वरूप हमारा धर्म देह यदि देखा जाएगा तो पांडे होती थी मिट्टी जला की वाली बात है सब पांडे होती सभी पर कृष्ण का स्वरूप यदि देखा जाए कृष्ण का स्वरूप कैसे नहीं रहेंगे ईश्वर भगवान कृष्ण सचिदानंद विग्रह शक्ति आनंद के मूर्ति मान स्वरूप है यही सभी शास्त्रों में वर्णन हो रहा है। राधा जी के स्वरूप का वर्णन करके दिखा दो क्या है उसमें बोले राधा जी के स्वरूप में तो यही तत्व है राधा जी स्वरूप कृष्ण के हृदय का जो आनंद है वही आनंद मूर्ति मती होकर के राधा के रूप में प्रकटित है इसलिए उनमें तो कोई पांडवती करेंगे कोई राय तो नहीं है कृष्ण के अंदर में शक्ति के रूप में भी आता और फिर कृष्ण को आनंदित करने के लिए राधे स्वरूप प्रकृति कुल लावन ब्रजभानु राजनंदिनी के रूप में उनका कोई भौतिक देह है ये अपरिचित सचिदानंद जीवन स्वरूप भी केवल आनंद स्वरूप इसलिए अखंड रस वल्लभा कही गई है। कवि आनंद साईं पाद ने चैतन्य चरितामृत में वर्णन किया है ऐसी जो राधा जी है अखंड रस वल्लभा भाव की मूर्ति भाव का स्वरूप और भाव का देह भाव के द्वारा विभाजित और भावों के ही सभी आनंद सभी
श्रीमान प्रेम प्रयोजन हैज टोल्ड देवी कृष्ण
कृष्णमय प्रोक्ता राधिका पर देवता सर्वलक्ष्मी मई सर्व कांति सम्मोहिनी परा श्री पर देवता मीन्स कृष्ण इज पर बट राधिका इज वर्सटाइल ऑफ कृष्ण ऑल्सो सो राधिका इज पर देवता. You have heard that anyone has told Aharipo, that is Krishna. He taking 3 times bow and sitting on the Radha Kund. His meditating mantra of Srimati Radhika. O Radhika, Yusuf, please to be merciful to me. So, Pardevata or Sarva Lakshmi Mai. Lakshmi, Rukmini Shaktabhama, more than other gopis, Chandravani even, more than Lalita Vishakha, he is superior to all Radhika. Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. Sammohini Para mane Krishna ko mohan karne wali, mohit karne wali. Krishna ko bhi mohit kar deti. Krishna ke man haran kar leti hai. Isliye hare. Hare means to take away. By her beauty and loving services to Krishna, she can take the heart of Krishna and control. No anyone can. Le sarva shakti sammohini. And also, Radha Krishna pray vikriti ladini shakti. Who is Radhika? Radha Krishna pray vikriti. Their love and affection in the highest tower. Then, within them, Pare comes. And that Pare is Swarupa Srimati Radhika. And she is called Radhika. When they are combined, one, Radha and Krishna combined, Krishna only can desire and all his desires Srimati Radhika fulfills. So Radhika is Pardevata also, Sarva Shakti also. He has also the Ananda Chinmaya Ras Pratibhavita Vita Bhijya Eva Nija Rupa Tayashi. All the gopis, especially Radhika, Nija Rupa Tayashi. Oh, then what form of Krishna and Kala. Kala means part of Krishna. So Badami Radham Arabindane Smarami Radham Madhurashmitas Badami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mama Nasti Kathir. O Radhike, Bhajami Radha, I'm always worshipping you. I'm worshipping you, Bhajami Radham, Arvinda Netram, Smarami Radham, Madhura Smita. Oh, when Radhika is smiling, seeing the face of Krishna, oh, very beautiful he just smiles. I'm always remembering. And then Padami Radham Karuna Abhirashtha. Oh, Radhika is supreme, causeless, merciful, more than Krishna even. So I am always meditating, meditating, and meditating. Gaur Premanand. Tomorrow is rest day. But in the morning Harikatha and evening Harikatha. And also midday, Van Maharaj, Rasananda,